वेद शास्त्र का है संबंध अविधेय प्रयोजन कृष्ण प्राप्त संबंध भक्ति प्राप्त शासन। वेद आधारित स्क्रिप्चर व्हाइल दे आर मेड it is not practically made, but it is coming down by traditional process like hearing. Just like we accept our para by hearing. A child is born, and when the child sees his other brothers and sisters calling a gentleman father, he also begins to say father. There is no question of studying by hearing. How does a child learn to call the father a father? Because he hears others are calling father, so he also calls father. There is no evidence, there is no study. Similarly, the Vedic knowledge was coming by hearing. There was no need of book. But when this age, Kali Yuga, began 5,000 years before, they were recorded and systematically. Vedas, first of all, there was only one Veda, Atharva Veda. Then back there, just to make it clear, divided into four, and entrusted with various disciples to take charge of one school of Veda. Then again, he named Mahabharata, Puranas, just to make the Vedic knowledge understandable by the common man in different ways. But the principle is the same. The Lord Chaitanya says, the purpose of Veda is this has to tie someone. What is our relation? Our relation is, as Vedanta Sutra says, Jammandasya Yadha. So, the relation with God is that we are, everything is born out of the energy of God. So we are also born. Therefore, we say God, Father. This is accepted in every religion. There is no argument. Now, what is the relationship between Father and Son? Is it the relationship to exact only from Father? There is no duty of the Son simply to take from Father. No, there is duty. If a son is sensible and grown up, he knows that I have all my duty to love my father. That is very simple. to love father. Father has done so much for me. I am just going to own the state of father. And I am enjoying the earnings of my father. So is it not my duty to show respect to my father? So, those who are against God's principle, those who are not God-minded, they are the lowest creature. They are the lowest creature. Namana duskitina murha prabhadanti naradhama. Anyone who does not recognize God, he is the lowest of the lowest creature. These terms have been used. Just like murha, ass, duskitana, miscreant, and naradhama, and lowest of the mankind. Mankind is meant for recognizing. This is the life. In animal life, one cannot recognize that there is God and everything is coming from God. They cannot read Vedas or scriptures. They cannot take any instruction. So, these Vedas and scriptures are there for human beings. Therefore, a human being, so-called human being, with two hands and two legs, but they are animals who do not accept the authority of creature and do not accept the existence of God. So, Bhagavad Gita very nicely describes them, Naradhama. Naradhama means lowest of the mankind. So our civilization is going to be lowest of the mankind. And we are trying to advertise ourselves that we are advancing, but please God, I am God. He is speaking like that. And he appears to be educated student. From his appearance, it appears that he is educated. So this is education is going on, that they are going to be the lowest of the mankind. The purpose of education is to make man the highest of the mankind. But modern education is teaching the lowest of the mankind. And if some of the students are taught to become highest of the mankind, their guardians become disturbed. Oh, my son is going to be highest of the mankind. Family, you are playing dangerous things. You see, Swamiji is saying, no, don't smoke, don't take tea, don't have illicit connection with women, be upright, be devotee, or Swamiji is general. And if somebody teaches, my dear wife, take LSD, go to hell, and become mad, go to the United Asylum, that is what can be done. This is the situation. So we are situated in a society of the lowest of the mankind. Always remember this, that we are situated in a civilization which is the lowest of the mankind. Not only I am speaking of your United States, all over the world, even in India, where so much culture was made for understanding God, the schoolish government, they are also teaching this. So this is the age. I don't think that I'm particularly criticizing some country or government. This is the age. Kali, it is called Kali. Hypocrisy, simply hypocrisy. Kali means it's full of hypocrisy. So, we have to be very careful. We have to, the illusionary energy is very strong at any moment. Little slackness. you are wrongly put. So, this is actually we should understand. So Lord Chaitanya says that sambandha means we have to revive, we have to re-establish our lost relationship with Krishna or God. That is civilization. The relationship is there already because I am God. The Supreme Cause is Krishna or God. But I have somehow or other forgotten that. Therefore, these scriptures, Vedas, this Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita, these scriptures are reminding me. They are made for reminding me that your relationship with Krishna is eternal. Why you have forgotten? Therefore you are suffering. We have discussed this all, and but the bhang dityadhi niveshatasyat ishadati tasya vipadyasmiti. Because you have taken a reverse position forgetting the Supreme. Therefore, you are put into anxiety. Because you have taken a reverse position. Vipadjaya. Vipadjaya is the very word. Vipadjaya means topsy-turvy. Your memory has become topsy-turvy. Therefore, you are suffering. But he will not agree. No. We shall adjust. We shall make laws. We shall make agitation. We shall form party. Then go on defying God. And we shall be happy in this way. So, this godless civilization is now generating the communist party. So, the dangerous position we are coming. So anyway, one who takes shelter of Krishna, he will not be put into dangerous respect. Krishna sambandha bhakti prapte sar. So I have to revive my relationship. Relationship is there, simply I have forgotten. So I have to revive it or remember it. That, I am such and such. Vasudeva Saramiti, Tamaha Pasudullava, I have to become a great soul by surrendering to God. So that surrendering process is bhakti or devotional service. My relationship is eternal with the Supreme. I have forgotten it. Now that relationship is that He is the original father of everything and we are all sons. So we have to become, we have been disobedient. Now we have to become obedient. That's all. Disobedience means that what is called obedience, the first law of discipline. That as soon as the people of this world, so-called advanced world, they become obedient to God, then there will be discipline and there will be peace. There is no discipline now. They are not agreeable to follow any rules and regulations. Everyone is God. Everyone is God. Everyone can do anything, whatever he likes. So there is no discipline. So, bhakti, devotional service means to undergo a disciplinary system of our life so that automatically we can revive our lost relationship with Lord God and we become happy. This is called bhakti. Amidyo naam bhakti, prem prayaja. And why? What is the use? Suppose we don't revive our relationship, then in the distance, you are after peace and prosperity. So what is the basis of peace? Basis of peace is love. Do you think that you do not love anyone and you become peaceful? No. How is it possible? Therefore, if you love God, then you can love everyone. And if you don't love God, then you cannot love anyone, because He is the center. Just like in our, of course, here, your family system is different. In India, there is joint family system. Suppose a girl comes, the parents engage the girls and boys. Say, a girl belongs to a different family. But when she is married, she comes to the family. And because the husband and wife is related, at once, the husband's brother becomes related, the husband's mother becomes related, the husband's father becomes related, husband, everyone becomes this at once. The center point is husband. Before that, before any connection with the center point, these boys, father, brother, have no relation with that girl. The central point must be there. But if you can love God, then everything is relationship with God, then you can love. You can love every man, you can love your country, you can love your society, you can love your friend, everyone. That is the point. They are thinking in a different way. Why shall I love God only? Why shall I love God? I shall love my family, I shall love my country, I shall love my... Oh, no, we cannot love. It is not possible. Because you are missing the central point. See a fact. Param bhaktasya kuto mahaguna. One who does not love God, he cannot have any good qualification. Why? Manorathina asato dhavato bhi. Because he will simply speculate on the mental plane and will fall down under the spell of this material energy. He has no standing. However materially, academically qualification he may be, it is clearly stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Vishasthi Bhakti Bhagavata Pinchana. We are given in the least 26 qualifications. As we become advanced in devotional service, all these good qualities will develop automatically. There is no need of legislation, there is no need of anything, but all those good qualities will develop. Otherwise, what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness? Is it a sentiment or fanaticism? No. It is a science. If you follow the rules and regulations and systematically, then all these qualities will develop. You practically see. And as soon as these qualities are there, then you become actually lover of your country, you become a lover of your fellow man, you become friends, God, everything. So if each and every man becomes like that, of course it is not expected that each and every man will become like that. At least 10% of the population becomes Krishna consciousness, there is guarantee peace in the world. Because a Krishna, we do not require many moons in the sky. Only one moon is sufficient to drive out the darkness. Barameka guni putra nachamurtha satan nati. Chanakya Pandit says, it is better to have a qualified son than to have hundreds of fools. So, the modern civilization is going on in that way. God makes civilization. There's some percentage of the civilized human being become Krishna consciousness. That will bring forth peace. Otherwise, it is not. It is therefore necessary. Lord Chaitanya Sevi Dhyaya Bhakti Prema Prayajan. Prayajan means it is necessary. Purushartha Siramani Prem Mahadham. Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu preaching was based on this principle. Prema Pumatha Maha. What is the objective of human life? He says that the objective of human life is to attain love of God. That's all. That makes him perfect. Nothing more. His mission has been described by one of the acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti. He has studied. He says that the mission of Lord Chaitanya is Aradha Bhagavan Vrajata Tanaya. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Aradhya. Aradhya means he is worshipable. He is the only worshipable personality. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajata Tanaya Sabhyamam Vrindavanam. And as Lord Krishna is worshipable. Similarly, his place of pastime, Vrindavan Dham, is also worshipable. Arādha Bhagavān Vijayatanaya Sadhyāvam Vrindavanam. And what is the best kind of worship for Krishna? Now, Ramya Kāti Dupāsana Vrajavadhu Vargahi Jākalpita. The highest kind of worship is as demonstrated by the dancers of Vrindavan, the girl's friend of Krishna. Yes. They had no adulteration, simply they are always thinking of Krishna. Krishna is going outside of the village and they are thinking at home, oh Krishna. I have to say, soul is so soft, how he is wandering in the jungle. There are so many particles of stone, must be freaking. In this way, Krishna is there at home, but they are thinking of Krishna. How he is walking, how he is soft, poor, he is suffering. In this way, they are always absorbed in Krishna. They are not Vedantis. They are not Brahmins. They are not educated. They are cowherds, girls. But their love of Krishna is so intense that Lord Chaitanya recommends. So there is no better worship than it was demonstrated by the damsels of the law. Dhammakati Upasana Vrajavadhu Bhargavija Kulpita. Then what is the source of understanding Krishna, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Kamalam Purāṇam. If you study Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, then you attain all these things. Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu Matavita and Prima Kumārtama. So the book Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, the ideal worship, the dancers of Vrindavan, Krishna is the worshipable object, and the necessity of life is to attain love of God. This is the whole mission of Jesus. Saman Sarasya. Therefore, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here, the Purushastra Siddhamani Prema Mahatam. People have their objective of life, everyone. Dharmasatam moksha. Their objective of life is, of course, nowadays people are different. Formally, it is Vedic version, dharma, to make them religious. Therefore, every civilization has some sort of religion. Religious, because without becoming religious, there is no possibility of peace and prosperity. So this is one of the aims of human society, religious. And why religious? Dharma, artha. Then the economic condition will be better. If all people are religious, the economic condition will be better. Dharma, artha. And why economic condition better wanted? The kama. Kama means then the necessities of your life will be fulfilled nicely. Dharma, artha, kama. Then moksha. Then what is there? That if you are peacefully in the society, then you can culture for your liberation. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So, generally, these four principles are the aim of human society. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, these are all right, but prima pumārthamaḥ, with all these things, if you have no love of God, it is all nonsense. All nonsense. Therefore, try to love God, and everything will be all right. This is the mission of Chaitanya. Prema, Pumātmaḥ. So, Prema. Here also Lord Chaitanya says that we should understand our relationship with God, we should act in that way, that means in devotion, then we shall have the highest perfection of life, love of God. And our mission of human life will be fulfilled. Thank you.